go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Rain starting to pick up now in Southern California from Tropical Storm Hillary. The storm made landfall today in Mexico and could flood parts of the state as it continues heading north. LA Mayor Karen Bass says the city is working to move its homeless population away from riverbeds.
The city has opened the most emergency temporary shelters for unhoused Angelenos experiencing homelessness to provide relief from extreme weather since at least 2020.
Schools in LA are also pivoting to virtual learning tomorrow to keep parents and bus drivers off the roads. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
We cannot safely operate our bus fleet that transports in excess of 30,000 students every single day with wind speeds at 35 miles an hour or higher.
In Hawaii, Governor Josh Green says crews have covered about 85% of Maui, searching for possible remains of those killed in devastating fires there. But he tells Face the Nation more than 1,000 people are still missing.
That last 15% could take weeks. We do have extreme concerns that because of the temperature of the fire, the remains of those who have died in some cases may be impossible to recover meaningfully.
At least 114 people have died so far. Former President Trump says he will not be at the first 2024 Republican primary debate this week in Milwaukee as he continues to peddle lies about 2020. Here's CBS's Skylar Henry.
On Saturday, the former president posted to his Truth Social website in part, "Does anybody really believe I lost Georgia? I don't." As polling for Trump soars, support for his closest competitor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, only at 16%, while the other candidates in the field remain in the single digits.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Denmark today through an interpreter for donating F-16 fighter jets.
Thank you, Denmark. Thank you, all the citizens of your wonderful state. Glory to Ukraine.
The Netherlands did the same. Zelensky says it's important motivation for his forces against Russia.
Late run, come on in the box, in front, go!
Spain won its first Women's World Cup this morning. Here's CBS's Remy Innocencio.
In the second half, Spain were then awarded a penalty kick after a handball call against England, which would have put them up 2-0. But Earps pulled out a truly dramatic save, launching herself left to grab the ball to the ground, and the crowd around us went wild. That's why she's earned the nickname Mary, Queen of Stops.
Spain ended up beating England 1-0. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
You know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. It's time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Get more information at movetomadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, our next guest, is from Brooklyn and has spent much of his time building walls between people and throwing parties in a barn.
Yeah.
He's turned his barn into a music venue and his life challenges into music. Well, to be fair, it's Brooklyn, Wisconsin. He's a mason by trade. He owns a party barn and Main Street Music and More music venue, and just a few years ago started writing and recording music as Mason Meyer. Mason Meyer, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Mason?
Good to be back. Rock, good to see you, Jimmy.
Great to see you, too. Welcome to the new digs, too, man. The last time you were here, we were over on the west side, I think.
Yeah, it's a nice place you got here.
Thank you.
Mason, is there really a Brooklyn, Wisconsin? Where is it? Tell us a little bit about this small town with a big city name.
Well, Brooklyn, Wisconsin is where Main Street music is. Everybody knows that Brooklyn is Main Street music, you know. So, but it's a little town 15 minutes south of Madison here, and it's actually growing a lot. I'm getting a lot of recognition now from Main Street and a lot of other stuff coming in, a lot of new businesses, and things are picking up down there.
And preceding your career in music, you were a mason by trade. Are you still in this business?
I am still in the business. I still lay brick and stone. I'm down to just me and a helper now because I got some changes in life happening, so yeah. Kind of moving on to new things, but I'm still going to do it when I can.
Well, when I was 19, 20 years old, I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the summer, and I did mason work, grunt work. I was the guy hauling the bricks off the scaffolding, hoping to God I was going to die.
Yeah, well,
that's hard work.
I was that guy for a long time, and I don't know what it was, but I just loved it, and yeah. I stuck with it, and you know, it's a great trade, you know.
Too much work for me. My hands, man.
Yeah, I hear you there.
How has masonry been an influence on your music?
Well, kind of. I play a certain way. I play my own way of music. I play the guitar. It's kind of more of a drum, and I don't play the typical way most guitar players play. I play my way. So when you're a mason, you lay brick and block, and that's all straight lines and level and everything else. Well, I figured out I was a way better stonemason because I could use my imagination and just go with it. And I could throw that stone in better than anybody I know.
So a rock fireplace is your jam, right?
Stone anywhere is my jam.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stonewall mason.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get to some live music with Mason Meyer and Stolen Spirit in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you are performing tonight is called Spirit Rhythm. I know this tune is close to your heart. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, this song I wrote, like I told you a second ago, I play a certain way. I play it my own way. I call it the Spirit Rhythm because that's what comes out of my soul, and that's how I play. So the song is called Spirit Rhythm.
It's Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio.
Something grown inside of me, something I need to set free. Just like a grizzly in a cage, just like a bowl full of rage.
Way high, way high, way high,
way high, way high, way high, way high, way high, way high, way high. Felt some strong at an early age. Now it's time to turn the page. Spirit rhythm deep inside my soul. Spirit rhythm, I gotta let you go.
Way high, way high, way high, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yo. Way high, way high, way high, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yo.
Something deep inside of me, something I need to set free. Spirit rhythm, now it's you and me. Spirit rhythm, what'll be, will be.
Way high, way high, way high, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yo. Way high, way high. hey-o.
Just like the great horned owl, just like the wolf when it howls. Spirit rhythm deep inside my soul. Spirit rhythm, I gotta let you go. Gotta let you go.
Way ha, way ha, way ha, yah hey, yah hey, yo. Way ha, way ha, way ha, yah hey, yah hey, yo.
Born with a heart dark as coal. Born with the fire down below. Spirit rhythm deep inside my soul. Spirit rhythm, I gotta let you flow. Gotta let you flow.
Way ha, way ha, way ha, yah hey, yah hey, yo. Way ha, way ha, way ha, yah hey, yah hey, yo.
Something deep inside of me. Something I need to set free. Spirit rhythm, now it's you and me. Spirit rhythm, I gotta set you free.
Way ha, way ha, way ha, yah hey, yah hey. Way ha, way ha. Way ha, yah hey, yah hey, yo.
Very nice. Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Sounding good, guys. Thank you so much. Hey, if you want to call and ask a question... to make a comment to Mason and the gang here, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text right from the Civic Media app.
Now, excuse me, Mason, we are learning a lot about you tonight. And so one place I want to start is tell us about your dad and antiques.
Okay, could I just introduce my good buddy,
oh,
Mickey?
We're gonna get to Mickey.
Okay, all right.
Believe me, uh-oh. We're going to get to Mickey.
Mickey's in trouble when we get to him, too.
All right. So my dad sold old Ford car parts for many years of his life, from 1975 till basically the day before he died. And he sold antiques, and I kind of got into that. And it's a big part of my life. Basically till I was 45 years old.
Did he have a store here in the area or something like that?
He had a store on the home farm we grew up. He sold a lot of parts out of there, and we would go with him all across the country cleaning out old Ford dealerships, and we hated it when we were kids.
It was boring when you're a kid.
But then I found myself doing the same thing as I got older. And I was, it was a good childhood, good memories.
My grandma used to love antiquing, and you know, there wasn't a flea market in the world she didn't go to, probably.
Yeah. Well, now, you turned the antique store into a live music venue, and about the only thing happening on Main Street in Brooklyn, it's called Main Street Music and More. You really spent a lot of time building it out, and I know a lot of those antiques are part of the new venue, correct?
Yep. So Main Street, if you've been there, it's kind of like a little piece of Nashville right in Brooklyn. You know, it's got that vibe. But so what I did is it was my masonry business, so I had a bunch of stone on the walls, and then I started this antique business. My dad actually worked out there towards the end of his life with me. And so I got playing music, and I was like, I had the barn, but I wanted to get something in town, too, so we could play in the winter. And so I just left a lot of the stuff that I really liked in there, and then started selling beer and playing music instead of antiques.
Selling beer and playing music. Two of my favorite things, man.
And you built, you guys built a whole like brand new green room and a brand new stage and put a really decent PA in there too as well.
Yeah, it's Main Street's a place built by musicians for musicians. So, you know, everybody that comes there seems like they really like it. And, you know, it's like a great place.
You've had some pretty big names come through there too.
Yeah, we've had a lot of, you know, national acts coming through. Wade Jennings, Waylon Jennings' grandson, just a bunch of different folks.
And a lot of different genres. I see that you do everything from, you know, metal to folk, country.
We do everything. Rock. I want to give everybody a chance to play, no matter what it is. I want to give them the chance. I'm always leaning towards outlaw country and metal myself.
Nice.
And, but we got, I mean, so many great bands in the local area played there, and there's a lot of great things coming up.
What's a quick way for us to check on online for Main Street Music?
Well, you go to Facebook and then you can click on our website there.
Yeah, Facebook?
But, yeah, so, you know, click there and then it'll take you to the website. So
Main Street Music and More, correct?
Main Street Music and Event Venue.
Okay, well, we're slowly peeling back the layers of Mason Meyer, and we'll get back to that in a minute. But let's hear another song in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us is called Bible or the Gun. This song is a heavy topic for you and a big part of your music in dealing with your own life challenges. Tell us about this song. Was this your first song? It was close, I think.
No, the first song I wrote was a song called Ultimate Tragedy about my son that passed. And then that kind of got me writing a lot of songs. And I know I was in a dark place, and you'll hear that in my music. The Bible and the Gun I wrote soon after that. So it was like my second or third song. When I write a song, if I don't remember the words, I don't write them down. So I wrote a lot of songs that never made it because I never wrote the words down. But if they're good ones, I feel like they stick to you, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's Mason Meyer and The Stolen Spirit live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
In the reflection, what do I see? Is it the devil or is it me? Is it me that I can see? Or is it the devil grown inside of me? Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? Please, Lord, set me free. All this pain and misery. Please, Lord, can't you see this field of fear inside of me? Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or I gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? Grab that Bible, start to run. For that devil has his fun. Pray to the Lord, the Holy Son, to release this feeling of evil inside of me. That
as I run, drop to my knees, as my body begins to heave. Please, Lord, set me free. All this hate and misery. Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or I gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? Please, Lord, set me free. All these haunting memories. Please, Lord, can't you see? This feeling of fear inside of me. Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or I gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun?
Very nice. Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Mason, that song is dark, man. We've played it on the radio a couple of times, the track that you sent us, and hearing it live, and I think you played it live last time you were in the Devil's Lair. Every time I hear that song, it sends chills through my spine, man.
Yeah, that song, I've battled a lot of things with mental illness myself, and I'm a pretty big advocate for helping others, because I've lost some friends to a lot of drug addiction, suicide, and so, man, my whole message in that song is try to find it's a dark song, but the message is to work through it.
Right.
Because every day could be better or worse than the next day. It's peaks and valleys, you know, so you just got to get through that day. And there's you got a problem, you got to talk to your friends, man, and get through another day, your friends and family. But not a lot of people like to talk about the subjects that I talk about in my songs, and I want to be the voice to do that, you know.
And that's great. And with this particular song and your battles writing this song, how therapeutic was that for you personally with this particular song?
Well, very, very much so. But yeah. Music actually saved my life because I never started playing or writing until 4 years ago. And then had some tragedies, and that's what saved my life. I basically lost my soul to find my spirit, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to say, the first time I heard that song, I was on vacation in Tennessee. And then you sent me that song because you're asking me to join the band. I was like, and I heard it. I was like, what is this? I'm like, wow. So that was a big.
Yeah. So that song we actually just did a video for, and it's on an album. We'll talk about more of that later, but hopefully it'll be released in a wider market soon.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Make sure you call or text from the Civic Media app if you want to get on the air and ask Mason a question.
Well, let's talk about parties, because you have a party barn, and you throw parties called music festivals all summer. In fact, my band Ironplow's first show was in your barn. Tell us about your party barn and music festivals and what you do down there.
Well, I started the barn in 2012, but we have shows like, we just actually played there a couple hours ago for the Dimestock Metal Festival. We had the Spirit Band out there playing and went real good. But we have, last year we had bluegrass, metal, outlaw country, rock and roll, you name it, we had it out there, you know.
So this barn, it's kind of like a wedding barn. But it started as a barn. What like really inspired you to turn it from a barn? I heard there's a funny story into a party barn.
Well, some people probably don't think it's funny, but a lot of people do. So, you know, I used to raise a lot of hell back in my day, you know, and used to go to the tavern and have a good time and stuff. My ex-wife told me I couldn't go there anymore. And so the next weekend, I cleaned the hay out of the barn and I had my own tavern up there.
Because it is. There's like literally a bar in there, a dance floor, a full stage.
Full stage. We got a deck up in, you know, in the rafters now, so it's really come a long ways.
And a giant fire pit outside that you have giant bonfires in.
Oh, that's gotten a little smaller as I got older, too, and mellowed out a little bit.
And plenty of parking, and people even camp out there, so it's a really good time.
Yeah, we've had, this weekend was a really great time. We had a bunch of campers out there and stuff, so yeah, it's a, you know, great place.
Okay, well, let's find out about Mason Meyer. It is in recent past that you started writing and performing music. You told us just a minute ago, about 4 years ago, and you've been on a journey ever since, even playing and recording with Grammy-winning Bill Miller. And before we hear about you and Bill, tell us about how you got started in music and the beginning of the journey.
So the beginning of the journey is I've always loved music, mostly the old outlaw country music, Waylon and Willie and all them boys and stuff like that. And I've always wanted to play and perform, but I just never, you know, did it, you know. And then I told you I ran through some tragedies in life. And I went out to South Dakota to the Black Hills soon after my son passed. And something happened to me out there in them hills. And I came back and I wrote a poem, a note to my son, and you know, about the situation. And just started, that was where it started. And then I actually met a good friend of my native friend, Art Chigoni, that came out to the barn for a wedding. And he talked to me about Bill Miller and introducing me to Bill and having Bill come out and play. Well, in the meantime, I started a little, we started a cover band, you know, and then I met Bill, and me and Bill hit it off, and he thought I had something with my lyrics and just the rawness of my voice, and I just started going for it, man, just kept writing and playing, so.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Mason Meyer and Stolen Spirit in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Road of Sin. I think I've been down that road. Is that in West Dubuque?
I think the road of sin is in all of us, in every town, every city, and around the world.
Wait, you're saying Dubuque is in all of us?
Yeah. The road of
West
sin.
West Dubuque, Jimmy. West Dubuque.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So this song was actually co-wrote by me and Bill Miller. Helped me co-wrote this one.
It's Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sunday came by yesterday. Monday she had nothing to say. Tuesday's rains were coming down. When nightfall I was leaving town. Here I come and go again, heading down this road of sin. Same old place I've always been, catching any train I can. Waiting on my Wednesday's call. Trying to stand so straight and tall. Just her voice to make me fall. Just like a ghost in a haunted hall. Thursday's daggers make me bleed. Drunken stagger sets me free. Holding on till Friday night. Hoping I can see the light. Saturday blew in like the wind. Seems like the storm may never end. Wish I could talk to my daddy again.
know he'd forgive me for these wicked sins. Here I come and go again, heading down this road of sin. Same old place I've always been, catching any train I can. Wish I could talk to my daddy again. I know he'd forgive me for these wicked sins. Here I come and go again,
beautiful. Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Why don't you guys take a couple minutes, take a breath. We're going to pay some bills when we come back. We're going to meet the guy playing the bass player in a couple of minutes. And if you want to give us a call, you can do that too. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
Sure, the home sellers market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Hey, Jimmy K here. You already know that Max Inc. Radio plays local independent music. So what are you waiting for? Send us your new music. We are always looking for new music for on-air playback, interviews, and live performances in the Devil's Lair. Just click submit on the website, maxincradio.com. Get your name and music out there. Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
The Madison Area Music Association is hosting its annual Mama Awards at the Crucible, Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 6:30 with DJ Femme Noir. Then it's live music from the Rascal Theory, the Mascot Theory, and Cat and the Hurricane. Find out who wins, support a great cause, and help Mama celebrate the first 20 years of honoring local musicians, supporting local music education, and putting instruments into kids' hands. Donate or learn more at themamas.org.
Let's meet at the Old Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Live in the Devil's Lair is what we're doing right now. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Get more information at movetomadison.com. If you are selling your house, man, it's a hot market right now. Movetomadison.com for the Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app rocker. And before you get going, let me tell you, we got Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. We got a good show lined up for you, too. When Implied will join us. Plant will be in studio. And Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock.
Jimmy, we did get a text here while we were on commercial. They the texter says, love the Native American vibes.
Yes.
So thanks for sending in those texts and let us know how you guys feel. Hey, Bill Miller, he's an award-winning Native American recording artist, performer, songwriter, activist, painter, and world-class Native flute player. Mason, tell us about Bill, meeting him and now working with him. It must be a great honor.
It really is. It's like almost like a dream come true that you never really expected, you know what I'm saying? But Bill and me had a lot of same things happen with both losing a son, so we had a lot in common. But when I met Bill, I went to one of his shows, and he didn't even really want to meet me or the people I was with because he just didn't want to meet more people, you know?
Yeah.
But I did talk to him that night, and we really just had a bond, you know what I mean? Like, it just happened. I ended up going on the road with him quite a bit and helping him out and subconsciously picking up things, I think. But I did a lot of, I was his roadie for a while, so it was really cool, you know?
And so you've written songs with him, you've produced, and he's produced your some of your music already, correct?
Bill has co-produced every song I've recorded. He's been in the studio with me for every piece of music that I've recorded. Plays guitar, he plays flutes, he chants in them. I mean, he's been a huge piece of my puzzle to chase the dream of music, that's for sure.
Well, you know, you didn't come alone today. And let's give the bassist some Findian.
Yeah.
Mickey.
Hello.
Is the spirit rhythm
nice
and
to
the
see
bassist.
You again.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, my stage name is Findian because I'm part Native American and Finnish. And it just kind of, that's a name I had ever since in high school and just kind of stuck. And so I use it. So, yeah, I've lived around Madison on and off since the early 90s and traveled all around. And, well, I've known you for you and Alice for quite a while. So
now, what other bands have you been in? I was trying to think of Mickey, the bass player.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I've been in a lot of, like, just one-off shows.
You know, so I was going to say, I'm a little disappointed, Mickey, because when Rocker told me that you guys were coming in, he said a stand-up bass.
Oh.
Now, I was waiting for a big old plucker, you know?
No, Jimmy, I said a stand-up bassist.
Oh, we're not sitting down or laying down or whatever.
Well, he's just a stand-up guy, right?
He's a stand-up guy, yeah.
I would love a stand-up bass, but...
Yeah. Do you play stand-up bass at all?
I've played it once, and it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, but
really?
I would love to get one.
What's different? I mean, obviously, it's bigger.
Fretless, and it's just a lot more work.
Okay.
Trying to get the... pluck the strings and stuff.
Oh, I love that sound, though. Yeah. It's a great sound.
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell us about, you were telling us a little bit about how you joined this band. How did you meet up with Mason Meyer?
Well, the first time I ever met him, I was at a Way Jennings show at his bar, and then I was wearing a Cliff Burton t-shirt.
Yes.
And then I was standing there looking at the t-shirts, and then I just noticed this guy standing next to me. I look up, and he's like, "Where are you from?" I'm from Lake Mills. He's like, "You play bass?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "I like your shirt." And then he walked away. I'm like, "Okay." And then later I found out he was the owner of the place. Like, oh, that's cool, you know. And then,
wait, was that interaction just that right there? That's what it was.
That's what it was. Yeah. And then
that's great.
Yeah. Then we just ended up knowing that we had mutual friends, and then he found out that lived in the area and played bass, and then we got to talking a little bit, and then, like I said, I was in Tennessee. I always I'm not interested in playing right now, you know, because I was at the time still in the just getting out of raising my kids and all that kind of stuff, and I didn't play for many, many years. Then I was like, I'm gonna build basses, so I started my own bass company to build bass guitars, and I started doing that, and then him and I got closer and talking, and then he's like, "You know what, just come out and, you know, just practice one time." I'm like, "All right, cool, that's fine."
Well, you forgot one piece.
What's that?
He brought me a book.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He brought me a book called it was about Hank Sr., Hank Jr., and Hank III. The Williams family.
Yes.
Is that so the one by Susan Messino?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, that's I have that book. Course,
yeah. That was good. But yeah, he brought that and I was like, oh, this guy's all right. He's bringing me books. Too bad I couldn't read.
Shout out to Susan Messino, by the way.
Yes. She's very cool.
She's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's get back to live music with Mason Meyer and Stolen Spirit in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Mason, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Into the Deep. And I'm thinking this is not about a blue sky, but it's brand new. So tell us about Into the Deep before you play it.
Well, I was just kind of playing around. I got a bunch of lyrics, you know, wrote down at the house and stuff. But I was just playing around one night with it, and I just put a few together. But this song is about, you know, it's just about, I don't know. I guess you guys have to listen to it. I don't really know what it's about quite yet.
Well,
it's about being, you know, like, I'm not really a country artist, you know what I mean? I'm kind of a more darker, you know, I'm kind of my own thing. So I think it's something to do with that, I guess, you know, so.
You, sir, are a songwriter. It doesn't matter what kind of music you're doing. You're just a songwriter.
Well, that's what I do, man. I just write them thoughts down and. So I don't know. So this is the first time I've really did it anywhere but the living room. I think we played it once live last weekend. Yeah. But
well, we got a couple. We got a couple callers on the phone. We'll get to them after the song. Is Max Inc. Heavy? Excuse me. Is Max Inc. Radio live in the Devil's Lair with Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit?
Too far. I am the dark star. White horse running through my head. From the sky, falling embers as I rise. White horse
running by my side. I started living after I died. Drifting not too far. I am the dark star.
Yes. Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Movetomadison.com. Don't forget, Maxie and Kevy's coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. And if you want to call and ask Mason a question, you can do that right now, 844-967-2789. Don't forget, you can call or text from the Civic Media app. Good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jamie Poster.
How Jamie Poster is a rock star. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, how's it going? I just want to say, hey, this sounds really great on the radio tonight.
Excellent.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Brother.
Thank you.
Jamie just played with us out to the barn.
That's what he was saying, That's awesome.
Yeah, I filled in a couple shows with the Mason Meyer Band, and I just want to say it's been a blast those last couple shows.
Yeah, it's been great playing with you, too.
Yeah, man, it's been great playing with you, too, so... Get used to it. We got to get some more shows going.
It's a great time, man. Yeah, you guys sound really good tonight.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question? You're just calling to say hey.
Nope. Just a comment that it's sounding great.
Appreciate you, Jamie. Thanks for listening, brother.
Absolutely.
Talk to you later.
We'll see you tomorrow, Rocker.
All right, Jamie. Sounds good, man. Of course, Jamie's with Seven Seas. Yeah. He'll be playing at the High Noon Saloon tomorrow for the Maxi Matinee Concert Series show. Mason, back to you. You travel back and forth to Nashville fairly often, and now I hear you may be moving there. Tell us about your love for Nashville, the move, and what will happen to the Main Street Music and More, the cafe, and the Meyer Barn.
So I've been to Nashville 40 times in the last 3 years. And I'm not really a big fan of downtown Nashville, but I like around the area. So we are, me and my fiance, Jenny Lupine, that's been on your show before.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hi, Jenny, if you're listening. Love you.
Hey, Jenny.
And then me and her are moving down there at the end of October, October 28th. We got a show October 27th at Main Street with Mother Hive and Seven Seasons Deep. And then the next day we are packing our bags and heading south.
Wow. That's going to be a lot of fun. You answered my question because I was going to say, what about Jenny? Is she going with you?
Yep, she's going with.
But congratulations on your upcoming marriage.
So is the move primarily for music, to get into the music scene down there in Nashville?
I actually have some things going on already down there that have held me back from releasing my stuff, and some good things happening that I got to go pursue. They like my songs. They think they need to be in the movies, so...
Are you going
to
pack Mickey in the suitcase and take him?
Mickey, I think, is coming. Him and Jerry.
Eventually, we'll work our way down there.
Yes. That's awesome. How exciting is that for you?
Oh, awesome. Awesome. I've always wanted to live in that area, too.
Yeah. The winters are a lot nicer there.
Yes. And I have some opportunities down there myself that, I can't really talk about right now, but...
we have ways of making you talk.
Yes.
And is there something about a record label and you might be...
Yeah, I've been offered one about a year and a half ago, which I turned down because it didn't feel good to my spirit. So, and then I was lucky enough to... I knew something else would probably come down the line if I got some action that quick. But yeah, I got a pretty major label wanting to sign me, and I can't really talk a whole lot about it because it might happen, it might not. You don't know the music industry, man.
You want me to call them up right now for you?
Spill the beans.
It's pretty exciting, what I mean? And it's just like, I got to go for it, what I mean? Because, like I told you before, I never thought in a million years I'd ever write music, write songs, or play. It's been a great, beautiful journey so far.
Where do you play down in Nashville? Any bars that are kind of the big ones that we got here?
We don't really play a lot. We played out to Leaper's Fork. That's a little town outside of Nashville. Played at a place called, I can't even remember. because my kind of music don't really fit downtown. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Sure.
You know, but it's all the same old stuff down there. It's cover songs and la-di-la, you know.
Well, here's the difference. You know? Just from personal observation from what I've seen tonight, your music is full of feeling and love and experience as opposed to the cookie-cutter top 40 stuff you get.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stand pop country, you know, so, you know, but we won't get into that right now.
Yeah, we get people often after shows come up, that song really meant this to me or that to me, and it made me, you know, want to continue on, you know, basically, and it's like, holy smokes.
Well, when you have an artist like your song Bible and the Gun that can send chills through someone's spine when they're listening to it.
Yeah.
You're doing something right.
So, you know, back to Bill Miller a little bit. Bill had a talk with me once. He said that, you know, he said, damn it, Andy, he says, Waylon Jennings sang them songs, Johnny Cash sang them songs. If you want to do something, you need to sing your own songs and play that guitar the best you can. You got something, so just put it out there, you know. So,
wow. Great advice from Bill Miller.
It was tough love, man. It was tough love.
Well, do you have any upcoming shows? I think you said you have one at the Main Street.
I got one at Main Street, October 27th. I got a few shows. So October 5th, I'm playing at Main Street. I got Billy Don Burns coming. He's a legendary songwriter, wrote songs for Willie Nelson and stuff. I'm going to be doing a little set before him, and then that's Ghost Rider Festival weekend, which is, you know, we got a lot of the Outlaw Country guys coming in. We got Derek Jones coming. We got Wade Jennings,
Sam Lowe,
Craig Gertis, Frank Martin, Bush and the Names.
Oh, yeah.
And then we actually even put old Mickey Magnum on the Outlaw card this year.
Mickey! I'm actually starting off Maxine Kevy with a double dip of Mickey Magnum. So stick around with that.
Mickey's my brother, man. I love that guy. Me and him talk almost daily, you know, but Mickey, you're listening. Love you, bro.
I think I met you with Mickey and Art Chigoni.
Yep.
We went out for a dinner at the Lazy Oaf.
Yeah, what a crew that was.
It's kind of funny because people confuse me with Mickey Magnum sometimes. I'm like, no, I'm
he's like 10 feet taller than you are.
Yes,
dude.
I said, that's why I use the name Findian. So, you know, so it's.
So I'll text Mickey, you know, like, hey, bro, can you play this show with me or whatever? Mickey will call back. No, man, I can't.
Rocker, we got about 6 minutes here.
Well, let's get back to live music with Mason Meyer and Stolen Spirit in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Where the Buffalo Roam. Tell us about this song before you play.
So I told you my story about going out west to find my spirit, you know, and like I said, something hit me out there, and the song reminds me. It takes me to that time of my life where I needed to find my freedom again. And I have to change some words on this one for tonight. So,
no curses. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Live in the Devil's Lair with Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit on Max Inc. Radio.
I don't need no backdoor chore.
Hey, hey.
I don't need no wife no more. I'm no slave to whistle, clock, or bell. A prisoner to somebody else's self-made hell. I like to go down that road.
Hey, hey.
I like to go, don't you know?
Did you die?
Love my freedom, love it best.
Hey, hey.
This old bird don't need no nest. Love my freedom, love it most. Sometimes old boy wants to be a ghost. I want to go where the buffalo roam.
Hey, ha!
I want to go, can't stay home. I want to go where the eagles soar. You know, I can't be left behind no door. I want to fly with a hawk all day, yeah. Done my job, time to go. This life I'm living ain't for me no more. Time to live free forevermore. I wanna go where the buffalo roam.
Hey, ha!
I wanna go where the eagles soar. I want to fly with a hawk all day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pack my things, hit the road. This life I'm living ain't for me no more. Time to live free forevermore. Now I'm where the buffalo roam. Now I'm where the eagles soar. Now I'm fine with the hawk all day. Yeah.
Mason Meyer and the Stolen Spirit live in the Devil's Lair here, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's been a pleasure. I wish we had more time. I know we have another song here. It's just not going to happen, you know? But thank you so much for coming in tonight. Real quick, where can people get your music? And you got a new CD coming out real soon, right?
Well, that's just the thing. None of my stuff can be released quite yet. And okay. I really don't know what day, but we're going to shoot for it soon, you know? So just keep doing, man. It's a screwed up thing, but you know.
Well, thank you again.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in.
Appreciate you. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can hear the replay tomorrow on Civic Media, same time, same channels. Also, we'll get the podcast out for you on Monday. Coming up here, just a couple of minutes, we got Maxine Kevy. Stick around for that. Original local music from Wisconsin. We'll kick it off with a double dip of Mickey Magnum.
Or should I use that gun?
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.